anthem, I'm Claire.
Heather. I think everyone should know that the headphones that Heather talked about in like December 1st, December 2nd, her cool cat headphones that she got at Nordstrom's, she is still wearing them and they are still absolutely adorable. So
I love them.
They're good.
I love them. I haven't worn them at work, like for my professional radio stuff, but for podcasting, yeah. For listening to music, they're perfect. They're perfect, actually.
Thank you for fixing that. I was going to have to otherwise.
Yes. Well, hey, in the realm of this, since you are listening to a podcast right now, and, you know, 2020, where we've gotten like a million new podcasts launched.
Yes.
I have to assume that you are some sort of an audiophile and that you too might appreciate the gift that I just bought one of my coworkers on Etsy. And Cliff, I'm going to show it to you.
Oh.
Yes, on our screen. So one of the things that is rampant in our industry is the need to put the standard size headphone jack into the quarter inch headphone jack to fit into the soundboard. And so often you can't find one and mm-hmm. you need one right away. And they're like this weird, I don't know why they don't just make the jacks the right size. But anyway.
I think it's why our headphones silly and tiny, not why are the jacks so big.
Or why isn't there just one size jack? Like, yeah. Why are there two? It's kind of like cell phone chargers. Like, why do you have the USB and the lightning? Like, why can't that be universal? So anyway, on Etsy, the shop is called Primo Plugs, and that's spelled Primo Plugz.
Oh, geez.
And they have an entire line of headphone jack pendants and necklaces. And some of them you can actually detach and use. They're functional.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I know. So it's the perfect gift for anyone in the audio industry that you might know and love, whether they have a podcast or they are a radio person. Or they're just an audiophile who listens to a lot of podcasts it's such a kind of fun, hipstery, trendy, like type gift. And I showed Cliff the photo of it and he goes, oh,
I love the like inside baseballness of that. Those are really cool. I remember back when I was in radio, like every time we needed to borrow one of those, it was like hunting through every single studio and like having to make like blood promises that like I'm borrowing this for an hour and a half. I swear to you on my firstborn, I will bring this back to you so you can have it next time you need it. They were so hard to find. And I mean, you'd think that they would be everywhere, but they're not. And everybody guards those with like their life and people steal them like pens. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to have one on your neck as jewelry that is also functional. So I bought two, one for me and one for my coworker for Christmas this year.
I love that. I think that is so cool. I love just they're it's cute. It's super cute and very, I don't know, it's kind of fun. Like, I think you actually used to have one. Didn't you have a necklace that was a guitar pick too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always think those are fun. Like it's a little bit of personality. It's a little something different. I think it's cool.
I also got that guitar pick necklace on Etsy. It was a shop called something ROXX, like rocks.
Nice.
And it was based out of Chicago. And the shop gave back like 15% to animal rescue. I bet you could find it if you just search jewelry.
Sure.
ROXX Chicago. Like you could find it. But yeah, that was a cool thing. It had a diamond slice in it. Diamond slices, man, they are underrated because it's an actual diamond and usually there's some really cool inclusions in there to make it unique looking, but it's not expensive, like you would assume a diamond might be. So I want to say that that pendant was maybe like $80.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. So I would also suggest those for anyone, for sure. Speaking of things this is a terrible seg. Why don't you just tell me about Christmas movies?
It's all good. So I'm actually going to tell you.
I'm going to bail out.
It's fine. It's all good. They can't all be perfect, Heather. That is the moral of the story. So actually, I'm going to tell you about Christmas sing-alongs.
Oh.
So this brings two of my favorite things together, Christmas music and Disney. Have you seen any of the Disney sing-along shows? They've released a couple of them since the pandemic. I mean, it's maybe not your jam. Okay, so these are, I don't want to say they're faked, but I'm also not going to say they're not faked. But some of them are real. Like, some of these are people singing at their houses. And so the idea is they got a bunch of people together to sing socially distanced. So they'll be, you know, in their own home or, you know, in a studio somewhere with nobody else. It's really cool. They're hosted by Ryan Seacrest. And they're just fun. They've done two of them so far. And this is the third one. The third one was all holiday. So it's called the Disney Holiday Sing-Along. It premiered on ABC, I'm going to say like December 1st, December 2nd. But they're now airing on Hulu and on Disney Plus. And so you can go in. They're really fun. I really enjoy it. Like this year's featured like Michael Bublé. It featured BTS, who are kind of interested. Like I've heard a lot about BTS, but I'm not like super into K-pop. So I'd never actually heard them sing before. And so that was kind of cool. Pink did a song with her daughter. Her daughter has got pipes. Have you ever heard Pink's daughter sing?
Yes.
Holy cow. And
it's so exciting. I think Pink is probably the coolest mom you could have.
Right?
I
mean, absolutely.
The things that I have seen with her and her daughter, whenever she gives us that little snapshot of her home life, have been so delightful.
Yeah, it was really fun. Juliana Huff was on it. Katy Perry did some stuff. Adam Lambert and Andrea Bocelli did some stuff. But I'm gonna admit something to you here that makes me, as a probably as a Washingtonian, seem kind of dumb. And I'm just excited to hear your reaction here. Okay. So, Russell Wilson, who is the quarterback for the Seahawks, and I will also say I don't watch football at all. So that's all I know about Russell Wilson. He's pretty good, and he throws a football to other people, right? Okay. He married Sierra. Thank mm-hmm. you. And I thought like she was like a model. I don't know. I knew she was
a singer.
Yeah, I did not know that. So when they're like Sierra is going to sing next, I'm like, who? And they like break to her house and her like kids are there, Future and Sienna. And they're like, yeah, and she's going to sing a song. I'm like, what? Like Russell Wilson's wife sings? And then like she starts singing. I'm like, holy cow, Russell Wilson's wife can really sing well. And then I'm like looking her up on the IMDb. I'm like, oh yeah, she's won like a bunch of Grammys and was famous as a singer. And I felt dumb, Heather. That's all I'm trying to say. I didn't know.
It's okay.
Okay.
I learn things all the time, Cliff, especially about Iowa. I'm new in Iowa, and I say dumb stuff constantly here.
It's okay. Yeah, I just felt kind of silly not knowing that, like, probably one of the most famous women living in this state right now. I thought she was just, like, pretty. Like, I thought she was a model. It's fine. She's really talented, though. Real good singer. It was cool. Anyway, the Disney Holiday Sing-Along, like I said, you can watch it on Hulu. You can watch it on Disney Plus. It's very good. I liked it a lot.
Well, the other thing on Hulu, Handmaid's Tale just got renewed for, like, seasons 4 and 5 or something.
And, man, if you're looking for some uplifting holiday watching.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is if you get Hulu for the holiday stuff and you haven't seen that, it's such a well-loved show that you can dive into multiple seasons of that.
So I'm going to shout out, like, do you think we have college students that listen to this podcast, Heather? I think we probably do, right?
I think everybody listens to this podcast.
Everybody. I'm going to give you... Yes, Switzerland, right? I'm going to give you a little hint. If you are a college student or if you have like a .edu address and you don't know, you can subscribe to Hulu, Spotify, and Showtime via their educational program for $5 a month.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a real good deal. Anyway, I'm a college student and I only pay $5 a month for it. It's great.
Nice.
Very good.
Can I talk about something kind of racy next time, Cliff?
Well, I mean, Heather, we've talked about underwear where your like partner kind of cradles your bits. We've talked about shaving those same bits.
So let's do this, Cliff.
Okay.
The next episode is going to be racy, and I'm going to just talk about this one thing. So if you want to skip it, you won't be missing anything else. We'll just talk about one racy thing
next
time.
Okay, perfect. I'm very excited. Maybe.